ESPN 1420, ESPN1420.com. Joining me now is seven-time WWE Women's Champion and WWE Hall of Famer, yoga enthusiast, mother, and a actress now, Trish Stratus is our guest. Trish, what's happening?
Well, you know, we've got this big movie coming out, or that's out, rather. That's about it. That and raising a kid, that's about all. Pretty excited about my movie, though.
I imagine that keeps you busy. Shoot 'em up action film, Gridlocked, available to own on Blu-ray, DVD, and available to purchase on her website, TrishStratus.com. Danny Glover is kind of like an inside joke on our airwaves. We imitate him a lot by just saying, Ricks, from all his Lethal Weapon movies, but he's in this film, and speaking of the Lethal Weapon movies, I guess in reading the reviews of it, Trish, what stuck out to me was that the director was a big fan of those action movies of the late 80s, early 90s. Does this movie kind of bring that feel to it? Kind of, it's sort of got a nostalgic feel to it, but yet kind of holds up on its own?
100%. Like, it really, he was inspired by those movies, as you mentioned. And, I mean, when I was described the project in the beginning, that's how he actually described it to me was, I just love those movies and I want to bring that feel back. I want that old school action feeling. And honestly, he really achieved it. It really is, it's a throwback to those types of movies that we used to really enjoy, you know, those old school action movies. And so when I got, you know, if you could imagine how surreal it was when he told me, we got this Lethal Weapon-esque kind of movie I'm putting together, and here I am working with Danny Glover. I was like, this is just, like, so surreal, you know. So that was exciting. He was a pleasure to work with. I want to say, like, a grandfatherly kind of a guy. He just walked on set, and he was so gentle and such a gentle soul about him. And, you know, so as a fan, as you know, that what he did in this movie that made me totally pop, in wrestling terms, pop, which means, get, you know, big moment, was he had a line that the director had written, which was his famous line, which, you know, is, I'm getting too old for this, beat, right?
Right.
You know the line, right? So obviously I can say beat, not the other line. so there's a moment, so it's written into the script, and I knew it was written into the script because Alan, our director, was very excited about it. And we did a few takes, and Danny didn't do the line. He just kind of changed it up, ended the scene, whatever it was. And I guess the word was he talked to him and felt a little bit like maybe it was cliche to going back to this, you know, this tagline kind of thing. Which, of course, as a wrestler, I'm like, yeah, we make a living off of going back to those taglines. It can work, Trish, Danny Glover, it can work, you know. And then he just, you know, you work together on a film set with you just become a family, right? You're there weeks on, weeks end, and you're just working together and doing the same grind, and you become really close, and they became a real close-knit family. And I think he was just really excited about the project. And then, obviously, for Alan, he wanted almost to give him that. He was, you know, he saw... Alan's a young guy. He's a young guy, and he's just done really well. And the movie he's put together, you're like, how can it's crazy to think that a younger guy put this together. But and I think Danny just wanted to support him. And all of a sudden, we did the scene one day, and he just threw the line out there. And you're quietly like, just going, oh my god, that was so cool. But you're just keeping in character, keeping face. So it was a cool moment. So yeah, being in a film with him is just surreal, and honored to be on the same big screen with him.
Trish Stratus, our guest. Trish, I know we only have you for a few minutes here. A couple of quick questions for you. Growing up in Canada, a Toronto native, were you a big sports fan growing up, as good an athlete as you are?
Yeah, I was a big sports fan. Still am a big sports fan. Don't even go into some of my team's statuses right now, particularly my hockey team. But, yeah, I've always been influenced, but I've always played sports. And so, of course, watching sports definitely had a big influence on me growing up. And I was a bit of a tomboy, too. So,
wrestling-wise, what's your view on how the women are currently presented in WWE?
With the return of the women's championship, I just want to say they have arrived. You know, it's definitely, right now, it's a great time to be a woman in WWE. They're well represented, and I'm very proud of what they're doing right now.
You know, you're a mother, you're starring in movies, you're opening yoga studios in Toronto. Do you have time to watch the product much?
I do. I mean, I can't say I sit down for the full 3 hours and watch it straight, but I always, you know, kind of PVR it and keep it handy for when I can, you know, catch a moment here and there. I definitely follow online to see what, I always keep up with the storylines, keep up with what's going on, because it's, you know, I don't know if that's a responsibility as a Hall of Famer, but it's kind of I think it always will be part of my blood and part of my life.
All right, two more for you, Trish. Do you have any future projects in the works in terms of movies? And the last question, your favorite match of your career?
I do have a couple things in development. I've put out a number of DVDs, and so we're working on DVD. I put out three DVDs so far for my fitness side of things, my business. We're working on another one in pre-production. Read a couple scripts, which I'm, you know, interested in. So we'll see what the next project where it lands. And my favorite moment would probably be my retirement. Just the whole scenario. Of course, it was bittersweet. But to retire in my hometown in front of my, you know, family and friends, be with Amy, and to become a 7-time champion was pretty epic.
The Action Elite is calling Gridlocked one of the best action movies of the year. Examiner says it's an old-school action film that showcases a barrage of bullets with pinpoint accuracy, and it stars some great actors and actresses, including Trish Stratus, the WWE Hall of Famer. Trish, I know you're busy with promotions and all the other stuff happening in your life. Really appreciate the time and continued success.